What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Wayward Pines, a Walking Naked podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Justin.
And I'm Kelly, since we're like over pronunciating our name.
I honestly don't know where I was going with that. I took a drink right before we started the podcast, and you know, you get that moment with it's still kind of in your mouth, the water is, and you're sloshing around. You're like, Justin. That's basically how that came out.
All right.
Yes.
It works.
Like I was Donald Duck or whatever one had the speech impediment.
That was Donald Duck.
Yeah, Donald Duck. Yeah. So that was me just now. Welcome to the podcast. This is our maybe finale. Not only the series finale, but our podcast finale on Wayward Pines, Fox's, I would say, hit TV show of the summer.
I think so, too. I think it kind of kicked butt.
Yeah, I definitely believe that the show kicked butt. I think it surpassed all of our expectations of what we were going to get from this show, because I really don't think we knew what the heck we were getting with this show, but it's been a fun ride.
Yeah.
And we're here to talk about the series finale.
I know.
I put that with, in question marks. Quotations. Yeah, we don't know.
Because, I mean, they kind of have left it up in the air. But for us, it is weird because we never finish one. I mean, we always...
A show,
yeah. I mean, all of our shows are still on.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I think the only one that we've ever discussed was Breaking Bad. And then if you're ever curious and you want to hear those episodes, I have no clue what podcast it was on because we've had two iterations of this podcast. You can find it on, just search for My Mom Saw Me Naked.
Yeah.
And it's really awkward.
It's because of one of our first. Yeah, we've learned a lot since then.
Hopefully, yes.
Sort of, kind of.
Maybe a little bit. We've learned. Yeah. We've learned a few things here.
Yeah,
and there.
We haven't really changed a whole lot.
No,
we still just blabber on.
We still ramble and bumble and stumble our way through our podcast. But yeah, if you ever want to hear those thoughts, just search My Mom Saw Me Naked. But that was the only show that we've at least discussed in podcast form. But I don't even remember. That's been so long ago, I forget all about it. But yeah, it's interesting to think about. Normally we would be coming back, we'd have this amazing cliffhanger, which we still kind of did in this episode. But we'd be saying, we'll be back next season to cover, whatever, The Strain or Walking Dead or Wayward Pines. But yeah, we have no clue what's going to happen. So we're going to go into this just with the mindset that this is it.
This is it, exactly. And I do want to say, since this could possibly be it, that... You know, everybody that has been on this journey with us, this is really fun. We appreciate you so much. I went to iTunes yesterday and read the reviews.
Yes.
Thank you very much for some really super nice things on there, especially about me. So, I just wanted to say thank you.
It has been really nice that, people have been following along with us as we podcast the show and emailing us. And we just want to, thank everybody that has sent in emails or sent us tweets.
Or just
Facebook
for listening.
Messages. Yeah, or just for listening in general. So it's been a whole lot of fun. We hope you've enjoyed our journey as well. So let's get into it. Let's get into the finale. This episode was entitled Cycle. We discussed that last week on our episode 9 recap of how we were a little bit upset that the title was Cycle, and we thought it was a little bit too spoilerish,
right.
If you will. But actually, after watching the episode,
yes.
I'm okay with the title Cycle.
Yes. I was going to ask you about that, and I will in a minute after you finish doing your little thingy here.
My spiel.
Yeah,
I definitely want to get into that, the title and just the craziness at the end of the episode. But this episode is excuse me, I'm way off. You threw me off. Thanks for that one.
Like it was my fault. You threw yourself off.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I did. I threw myself off. I was about to say this show is entitled by Tim Hunter, but no, it was directed by Tim Hunter. It was written by, once again, our favorites, the Duffer Brothers, as well as Chad Hodge and Blake Crouch. Man, I'm stumbling right now. I'm sorry. Maybe that water was like laced with some kind of nuts or something, because that's whenever you eat any peanuts, your throat gets all dried up,
Yeah, that's very true.
You can't speak. So,
well, for me, I'm allergic to walnuts, and so my throat actually closes up. So
those before the podcast.
No, that's really
bad.
That
would be really awkward. Like I said, Chad Hodge, Blake Crouch. Blake Crouch wrote the novels. If you want to go check those out, I've read about, I think I'm 3/4 of the way through. I stopped because I didn't want to know what happened at the end of the book.
Right. And I don't think it made any difference.
I don't think so.
Not from everything that I've read online.
Yeah.
That it really had a totally different ending. And because of all the things that I've heard online, I've got to go read the books.
Yeah, I'm excited to finish up the books to see how they how it compares to what we saw as the finale of the show. I know we kind of discussed that last week that I was going to talk about the books and compare and contrast the books. Uh-huh. But then I realized as the week went on, I'm like, wait, I don't want to be spoiled on what happens before I watch the show finale. So yeah, if we do anything, we may come back once you've read the book as well. I think that would be more fun if we could both have a discussion about the book, even if it's just a short, like, this is what was different, this is what we liked more, that kind of stuff. But all that aside, what did you think about episode 10, Cycle?
I liked it a lot. I will actually say I loved it because I thought it had really great suspense. There was some super good badassery, you know, in it. Some good satisfying plot wrap-ups, you know, like really only one for me, and that was when Pam killed her brother.
That was satisfying.
That was satisfying. That was very satisfying. It was so much needed.
I gotta ask you that. We gotta pause there for just 1 second because you have brothers, so we might need to unpack a few problems psychologically that you may have.
Let's keep that packed.
Okay, keep that packed. Not many people are like, I was so satisfied when she killed her brother.
I was satisfied because, I mean, obviously he turned into this huge psycho that needed someone to kill him. And
he
I just thought
to be put down one way or another.
Right.
You know?
And I thought it was very interesting that it ended up being his sister. And, you know, I mean, he kind of was a shit to her during the episode.
No doubt about it. When you put your sister on ice, and, you know, you're like, I'm going to, you know, freeze you again. You may never get unthawed at this point. So, which is worse, getting killed or being frozen for all eternity?
I think they're pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know scientifically if we still have any kind of thoughts or you know, any dreams or anything like that while we're in that cryogenic state. If you do, that's got to be just the absolute worst.
Well, I know when I am sleeping so hard, you know, and you're trying to wake yourself up and you have those stupid dreams of, you know, I can't move. Would somebody please help me? And you think you're crying out, you know, come help me, come wake me up. Have you not ever had those dreams?
I don't ever have those dreams. I mean, that kind of reminds me of the whole Freddy movie type scenario going on where, you know, you're in the dream, but you can die within the dream. Or Flatliners for that matter. I mean, Flatliners I thought was an amazing movie back in the day, all about, you know, sleep and what goes on while you're asleep.
It's a horrible feeling.
I would imagine. That'd be really cool. Maybe to explore that a little bit more with like a TV show or movie. I don't know. Just that'd be fun.
I don't want to be the test subject.
No, I don't want to be the test subject. No. I like to sleep, and I like to sleep normally. I don't like to have horrific dreams while I sleep. None of that. I don't like any of that. So,
but I love the ending. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it coming.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I mean, that was. I don't know how you would have seen that coming completely. I think that we both talked about whether, you know, especially with given that episode title Cycle, we both talked about the fact that is this just Pilcher, you know, he's just going through the different cycles, group A to group B to group C. He's just doing the same things over and over again.
Right.
But the whole play on basically the Burks, it's their cycle all over again.
Yeah.
Which was
crazy.
That was
what I thought too. I mean, because we were ticked off because we were thinking, you know, cycle did mean just, you know, group C's coming in.
Yeah, which it did. I mean, that's what he was ultimately trying to do in this episode was you know, get rid of group B and bring in group C, which could still make for a really interesting show. And I would have loved to, you know, have seen some of those other people getting awakened, but I don't know if we'll ever see that or no. I mean, there's more people than I thought. There was a lot of people in there, so that was pretty interesting. I'm with you. I love this episode. I thought it was fantastic. This is this has been, you know, like we said up front, this show's been a real treat to me. And mm-hmm. it's been really cool how it's been 10 episodes. It's been short. It's been sweet. I mean, it's every episode to me has kind of been to the point, and they've been I liked how we had the mystery of probably the first 5 episodes, and then that mystery unfolded, but they still like planted enough seeds of doubt that for me at least, I was still pondering whether or not this was all real. I think we both were. I read mm-hmm. some reviewer where the reviewer was basically like, this finale sucked, and it was so cliche, yeah. and it was so yada yada, this, and that once they unraveled the mystery, that the show went completely downhill. Maybe he's just way smarter than I am.
Yeah.
Because I still had doubts that everything was based in reality. And right. it was kind of cool that everything was. I mean, Chad Hodge wasn't lying whenever right. he was telling people, like, no, this is really going on. You know, we kept thinking, yeah, whatever, Chad. You're a little bit lying to us about some of these things. And we kept thinking that something different was going to happen, but it never did. And I'm totally okay with that. I love the episode. The action was insane. It was great.
Oh, I know. My God. You know, when Kate goes all... well, badass on that one Abby. I mean, she just smashing the crap out of it. I loved that. I loved the scene where, you know, Teresa and the kids are at the hospital mm-hmm. and Teresa's having to fight with one of the Abbeys. And obviously she's not trained. So, you know, she's having
not
a more difficult
fighting,
time.
For sleuthing, she was definitely trained.
Yeah, she was.
Sleuthing.
Yeah, she really was.
Awesome when she drop kicked that Abby right into Ethan's shotgun
yes,
blast.
Yes, and that's the part that got me. I mean, because I didn't see it. I thought, you know, this Abby's going to come back on her. All she's done is she's pushed it into the hallway for just a second, and yeah. then it just blows up. I mean, the timing was so beautiful on that. They did just this amazing job. I thought that was a glorious scene. I mean, I... good enough that I wrote it down and, you know, in pencil and everything.
There was lots of awesome scenes, and it was weird to me how different this episode felt compared to some of the past episodes where, sure, they were, you know, had some suspenseful moments, you know, mm-hmm. back early on with Sheriff Pope and whatnot. And I have read enough of the books to where I felt that some of the moments in the books were a little bit more suspenseful, but that's mm-hmm. just the nature of books, I think, because you can... you know,
you have a little more time.
A little bit more build up and that kind of stuff. But this episode was so much more suspenseful than any of the other episodes. Those hospital scenes were I was scared. Those yeah. Abbeys were scaring the hell out of me. The one yeah. where the doctor or the surgeon, whatever he was, like was going out to mess with the generator. And I knew it was coming. Like I was like, God, where is it going to jump out at? Where is it going to do it? And then, I mean, it still got me. I still had like a little jump scare moment whenever it came up right behind him and like grabbed his head. Yeah, it was pretty epic. And Kate just obliterating
yeah.
that Abby with the wrench or whatever it was she had in her hand was pretty awesome.
It was great. When she comes out of the out of her store, and before she went in? I can't remember the timing. One of her buddies that they were trying to escape together, you know, he was in on the plan early on.
Oh, poor Tim.
Yeah, the one that had the bombs, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's being eaten by an Abby, but he still has presence of mind to, you know, point to the little bag for her to grab it. I'm like, oh my God, that is so creepy. And that look on her face of, you know, I know I should help him, but I know I can't.
No, he was a goner, but yeah, that scene was pretty awesome. That was after she destroyed the Abbey and was coming out of the shop.
Okay.
Yeah. The Abbeys were awesome in this episode. Mm-hmm. They're just going around town munching on everybody.
Right.
It was pretty sweet.
And they all have really good thigh muscles.
They do. They can jump, it looks like, pretty high.
Yeah.
You know, they've got some like NBA level hops.
That's what I was going to say. So basketball would be awesome for them.
If we may need them in the Space Jam movie, because apparently yeah. they're making a Space Jam
I
sequel.
Know.
Maybe, yeah. you know, LeBron versus the Abbeys could be the new Space Jam sequel. Did you notice that poor Bill, you know?
Oh, that was so great.
He just got it. It just had, I liked how they had the blood splatter all over his brochures of Wayward Pines.
Why did he go grab those brochures? Because we saw him make the effort to go back to get his briefcase, and all it had was brochures in it.
Yeah.
Like, you idiot. But when his blood just splattered, that was another one I was satisfied with.
Yeah. Oh, it was a satisfying death for Bill. I mean, he started to kind of come around a little bit. But yeah, I'm with you. Normally you go back to get the briefcase because it has millions of dollars
yes.
in it or something.
Yes.
Not or all brochures.
Or all your porn.
Yes. All that stuff that you're like, man, if it's gonna go down, I don't want anybody finding this stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. You've always got to have that one individual that's like, hey, I'm entrusting you with this. It's underneath the, you know, this bottom shelf. I want you to go in there if I die, and I need
right.
you to take it out, and I need you to burn it immediately.
It's labeled toys.
Yeah, exactly. It's labeled, I'm embarrassed that people will ever see this, so please burn it. So, yeah, Bill was very satisfying. Another character that got it in the end was Megan. And I wrote people that died, and I just put Bill, asshole. Tim, nice dude. Megan, asshole. Because you know, of course there was going to be some casualties with the good folks and
yeah.
all this, the aftermath of the Abbeys being unleashed. But it did seem like the people that weren't very nice got some pretty gruesome endings. So
I was really disappointed that Megan had made it down into the bunker in the first place.
Well, I thought she was lying to them. At first, whenever she said that there was a tunnel and it goes to wherever and you know, I've got the code for it.
Yeah.
You know, at first I was like, oh, okay, you know, she's going to help them out. But then when she said, I'm staying, I was like, that bitch.
Yeah.
She led them to death.
Right.
But it didn't end up that way.
Do you think that she, to me, it almost seemed like she was committing suicide.
I don't know what she was doing, to be totally honest. You know, I get that she was wanting to save some of the kids from the first generation because, you know, she was fanatical about that.
Yes.
But she didn't exactly go up the ladder. She just kind of stood there. Yeah, she's like, well, maybe they'll come over here. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think she was committing suicide. I just think that she was so far gone, so removed from reality that... I mean, she just didn't know what she was doing at that point. So,
yeah.
But yeah, she got it. I guess she kind of deserved it. I don't know. You feel bad for anybody going with the Abbeys. Her main man had basically just cast her aside, and she still didn't get it.
You talking about her husband or
no,
David?
I'm talking about David Pilcher.
Yeah. Well, they all had this. I mean, obviously. But he was a god to them.
Yeah.
And he was going to save them. I mean, the whole Ark thing, obviously, there was a lot of tie-ins there, so.
Yes. Lots of, yeah, biblical mm-hmm. tie-ins and everything. Pretty blatant, I guess. But
blatant.
I still liked him, you know, and I like the Ark, the fact that it was just this place that was a room filled with all these supplies and whatnot for the first generation. I can't believe Jason's still alive. I mean, holy hell, he got shot and, you know, it's not like they took him to the hospital. He was in the prison cell
yeah.
bleeding out.
Yeah.
But still lives. And that just goes to show you that, you know, sometimes whenever you're an asshole, you get ahead in life.
You are so right. I mean, when you're just so mean,
yeah.
you're too mean to die.
Exactly.
I was so disappointed when, you know, we started the episode off on his face. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Well, one, first I said, oh, he's a lot better looking than I thought. And then I went on to tell myself, no, I'm not happy about it. And obviously, you know, he turns into Sheriff Pope. When he's walking down the street as the sheriff with the ice cream cone in his hand.
Ice cream.
I was like, oh, my God. Things just don't change.
No, I mean, I absolutely love that ending, though. It was such a cool ending.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could find fault with it, because I don't really know what people wanted out of this.
Right.
I think that it was such an interesting ending, because it just brings back all of that mystery and all the intrigue that we had from the first, you know, opening scenes of Wayward Pines with Ethan Burke waking up in the hospital and everything. And I don't know. I really, really enjoyed it. The fact that it's 3 years and 4 months into the future, and Ben is taking the place of Ethan, and like you said, Jason's taking the place of Sheriff Pope, and we see Pilcher's statue there. And
yeah.
It, you know, did it say Savior, or did it? I can't remember what it said underneath the statue, but
yeah, I don't remember. But I wanted to ask you, because when Ben first wakes up, you know, and he sees Amy, his girlfriend there, and she's a nurse now. At first, she seems like she doesn't know him.
Yes.
So for me, that held on to right till the very end that we were somehow clones.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh my God, no, it was. Everybody's a clone. They just, you know, they got the new version of them just came out. And yeah, so I thought that was pretty amazing.
I thought clones or it was just all this fantasy.
Yeah.
I thought, I was just like, whenever he goes, where am I? You're in Seattle. Like, I didn't want that to happen.
Right.
But I thought that maybe, like, right that split second before, you know, everything unfolded, I was like, dang, this was all just a dream or whatever.
Right.
Because at first, whenever he got bonked on the noggin, I was like, what was that? I kind of chuckled a little bit.
Well, I mean, it was a little awkward.
Yeah.
There should have been just a little bit of blood involved.
Yes.
Because obviously that stuff was, you know, blowing and going at a high rate of speed.
Yes.
But yeah, I loved the whole, I did not see that coming.
No, I definitely did not see that ending coming, but I really rather enjoyed how we ended up. So
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So do you think that, you know, is it that people were upset because they were hoping for a happy ever after? Is that what they wanted from this?
I don't know.
Boring.
I mean, here's an example. I just briefly went to a review and looked in the comment section. I thought the ending was lame. I was never rooting for those asshole teenagers. And the fact they won in the end, like, come on now. I feel like I just watched a whole show and the last 3 minutes undid everything that people were trying to achieve.
Well, it did.
But I mean, I feel like that was the point of it. That
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But the kids were assholes. That's what made it so interesting that they won.
Yeah, and for me, like it definitely allows us as viewers to now we can imagine things about the show. We can imagine those 3 years and 4 months of that span of time where the first generation took Wayward Pines back over.
Right.
You know, how did they do this?
How long did it take?
Exactly. How much resistance was there to this? I mean,
did Kate, Teresa, and Pam make it?
Exactly. Yes. There's so many questions left unanswered by this. And I mean, I don't know. I just, like I said, the whole fact that it brings back that whole like creepy sci-fi element to the show with this ending is what I really like, because that was a lot of my favorite stuff about the show. I mean, I'll agree with that one reviewer that didn't really like the finale in the sense that that person, I think, liked the first 5 to 6 episodes much more because, yeah, there was much more mystery going on in those first couple of episodes that we were watching. We didn't really know what the heck was going on, but once it unfolded, I still really enjoyed it, and it turned more into this weird like post-apocalyptic sci-fi show,
and
it was cool. Like there's a show, I don't know if obviously a lot of people are watching it. I've only watched the first season, but it's called The 100, and I happen to like that show a lot, and to me, this show kind of reminds me of The 100 in the fun factor. The 100 can get way just ridiculous in the stuff that's going on, and if you get caught up in like the science fiction and the technical stuff, you could be like, this is the dumbest show ever.
Yeah.
But every week is so much fun, and this show has been an absolute blast to me from episode 1 to episode 10. Do you have any other thoughts on this episode as a whole? Before we get in, I want to ask you a few questions.
No, I don't have any other thoughts other than I love the ending. I thought it, like, I like to be surprised, and
me
I
too.
Was so surprised.
Me too. So, okay, no questions then. My first question to you, season 2, is it needed or not?
I was just going to ask you the same thing. And if you were going to bet, which is a separate question. So first, I don't think we need it.
I don't think I want one. I don't think that I want a second season as well. It just depends. I think that there's a lot of ways that they could go on the show, and it could still be very interesting. I think that, you know, as we talked about as the season progressed, that the show was not so much about one individual. Even in this episode, what did Pilcher say? I thought I wrote it down, but maybe I didn't. Pilcher's pontifications. He said, "This town is not about any one individual. It's not about freedom. It's about something much greater than that. It's about the preservation of mankind."
Yeah, which, I mean, he was totally lying, as he said.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He was told that at that point, he was definitely very full of fanatical. Crap. And yes, another F word, full of crap, which I guess that's a C too, but you get the point. So you don't want a season two. I don't think that we would certainly watch it if there was a season two. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's needed.
Yeah, that it's not needed. But okay, so say if they do have a season two, they're like, all right, we got 4.5 million viewers every week for Wayward Pines.
Let's go for it.
Yeah, Chad Hodge is like, hey, I got some ideas. I'm going to write a second season because Under the Dome was not supposed to have multiple seasons.
Right.
You know, that should have just been one season, but they've kept it going. And I've heard that they've kept it going and it hasn't needed to be going.
Right, right.
So, and that's something I don't want with Wayward Pines. But all right, so say if they do it, would you want, after we saw the ending, you know, we see that Ben is kind of Ben's the focal point. So would you want the story of Ben, would you want him to be changed in the sense of like a new actor's come in and so he's older?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you want him to be the same age? Or would you like to see a story of how the first generation took Wayward Pines back over?
It's an animal shelter. It's Wayward Pound.
Wayward Pound.
I would like to see the whole takeover thing. That's super interesting to me. So I would pick C.
See, I think it would be as well. And I think that if they did that first, I think what they could do is they could kind of have... You know, because they had this flash forward, so I guess technically it would be the prequel before season three. So they could go in season two and have the prequel of how you know, we see the ending of season one, and it would be great. I'd love to see how, like, the whole takeover and everything, and plus that would keep us with Kate. That would keep us with Carla Cugino. That would keep us with Melissa Leo. Some of the other cast members that were left in the show. You know, the girl that plays Teresa, I forget her name. She's lovely. I just can't remember what is her name.
What's interesting is because I feel like with Kate and Pam, those really, I mean, those were the ones that we ended with thinking, oh my God, these two characters are so great, and I would like to see more of them. I mean, you know, Teresa was a great character, but she was more of a side to me.
I agree. I think she definitely was more of a side character in season one because it was more about Ethan and Teresa was more in the backdrop of Ethan's story. But I mean, obviously going forward, she would need to be more in the forefront because we do see that Ben is still alive and after 3 months or 3 years and 4 months later.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be interesting to see those three women as the leads of the show for one. You know, that could be cool. You know, a lot of people are saying, you know, we need more female leads in shows and movies and that kind of stuff. So that would be very cool.
So that's your argument for season two.
Yes. My argument for season two is Nurse Pam was one of the most interesting characters of the entire series. Kate, we definitely like her and she's a badass. Mm-hmm. She was getting to do all sorts of badassery, like you said, in this episode. And they didn't get to interact all that much together as a team throughout season one, and they have those scenes at the back half of this episode where they even like bring that up. They're like, you know, Kate says, I do better whenever I get a little bit more truth in everything.
I think she said information.
Information. I don't know. You know.
But so okay, so there's your argument for, you know, that you would want a season two, but now I want a bet on what do you think odds are that there will actually be one? Because, I mean, it's still at this point, they're kind of saying no.
Yeah.
I mean, Chad Hodge is saying no.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan kind of left it up in the air.
Yeah. I mean, for him, he wasn't really as involved with the show. I mean, he directed mm-hmm. the first episode. He got a producer title. I mean, that's like right now, True Detective is going on. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson are executive producers. You think they did anything on True Detective season two? Not a damn thing. So I would say it's 33% chance that there's going to be a season two.
Okay. All right. 33%. Yeah. All right.
33%. Okay. So... And if they do it, I think that what they would more likely do is either do a story on Group A or an older Ben. So we'd get a new actor to replace the current Ben, and maybe it'd be like a story of how his life has been since he's basically grown up in Wayward Pines for quite some time. So I'm thinking like maybe he goes from, say he's what, 15 or 16 now to a character that's like in his mid-30s or something like that.
Oh, super old.
Yeah, super old. I mean, damn near putting him out to pasture
exactly.
old.
I mean, he's almost dead. One of the first generation to, you know, planting age.
Exactly. Planting age. I like that. So before we wrap up, I did want to get to an email that we got just now from one of our favorite listeners, Mo.
Yeah,
she has quite a few things in this email. I'm gonna skim through it because I literally have not read it at all. She says that she liked the episode. It was a good, solid, scary summer story. The type of program you can enjoy as long as you don't take it too seriously. And she thinks that it holds up when you know the answers. Most of the questionable things relate to individual behavior and motivation. And I could find plenty of people who would make those decisions and behave in those exact same circumstances. She says that in the end, it was a very classic God story, or a classic story, God complex, leader, social roles, freedom, you know, all those
right.
elements and everything.
Very human.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going down here looking, skimming through it a little bit. She says, thought it was great how Pilcher never really voiced the fact that everyone was indebted to him until that final scene, even though he had figured out, you know, that he viewed himself as a god and creator, which it was kind of, I mean, he was definitely going off on them at the the end of this episode of like, you owe me everything, you peasants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he said peasants or anything.
But basically, that was what the whole meaning was.
Yes, very true. So, okay,
you group B, you group B.
Yes.
You group A. I mean, that's the ultimate in making people small and nothing is, you know, putting them in a group like that.
Exactly. I've got a question on this one because she says, funny how Ethan and Megan Fisher were the ones to sacrifice themselves for the good of all.
Okay.
So... I have some disagreements with Ethan.
Ethan did.
Yeah, Ethan definitely sacrificed himself. And I guess that kind of brings a full circle to his story because, you know, the Easter bomber killed everybody. He had a chance to stop them, didn't get to.
Yeah.
And a lot of people lost their lives. Well, this time he sacrificed himself. I still didn't really like that. I'm not a fan. I wasn't a fan of him sacrificing himself.
Because you kind of, after all that he's gone through, it would have been nice for him to, you know, get to pick between one of those fine ladies. You know?
Well, I think he'd pick Teresa.
I think
we'd realize that Kate was very much in love with Harold. I
mean. No, she was. It's a joke.
You're like, all right, ladies,
jerk.
I got my pick of both yous.
No,
I like
you
the
know,
fact that this came from the female. Half of the podcaster.
It was a joke from the female. If you would have said it, you would have been an asshole.
Exactly. I would have been a sexist asshole had I said that. He's like, I caveman, I pick lady.
I get both lady.
Yeah, both lady, mine, come back caveman house.
Yeah, but I don't feel like Megan sacrificed herself. And I would like for someone to explain to me how they see that. I would like for Mo to say, okay, this is where I came to that conclusion that it was a sacrifice.
Yeah. I mean, she can't literally send it to us right now, but yeah, if you have further thoughts on that, anybody, not just Mo, because yeah, for me, I didn't see it so much as a sacrifice. I mean, yeah, she finally was like, yeah, you know, I know the way out of here. Damn it, if I got to tell you
okay,
guys.
Okay, but that still doesn't.
No, I agree. No, I completely agree with you. I can't put it into proper words.
Yeah.
I guess.
And this is a podcast where words are important.
Words are important, but as we established many, many episodes ago, words are probably not my strong suit, but I still speak them. But everybody, any individual can speak words for the majority of the time.
That's true.
Unless
that's
they
true.
Had their tongue removed or something like that, you know, it doesn't take much special abilities to say words.
Yeah,
but what does that say about myself when I can't say words very well?
You know, it doesn't say much.
No, it does not. So, but yeah, please elaborate on that. Send it to us. Let us know a little bit more about that. Other than that, I don't think I have anything else. I'd be very curious to see some interviews with Chad Hodge about the finale. I can't wait to read more about it as you know, the days progress and more people get to see the episode, and whether or not they enjoyed that finale. You know, some people, like we talked about, they're just not going to be satisfied because it left so many things open. You know, some people like to have it a very, very close-ended ending.
Mm-hmm.
I like the open ending, so.
I just like it, being able to use my imagination. So,
exactly.
And that's definitely where we could go with this. So, I'd give it 2 thumbs up.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. I give it 2 bacons.
Two bacons.
Mm-hmm.
How many from? I forgot.
It was some one of our podcasts. We were talking about what's better than, you know, what's the best thing ever, I think, and that's bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Bacons are better than thumbs unless you're an Abby. Maybe you like to munch on thumbs more, so
that's very true. Yes. But maybe they've just never had bacon
they
before.
They probably have never had it, and I'm pretty sure if they had bacon,
they would like it better.
They
would have suddenly became buddies with them.
Exactly. They're like, hey, if you can make us bacon, you can have Wayward Pines back, because all we want is the bacon. I'd give it 2 bacons, no doubt about it.
All right.
I can't wait to finish up the book. I can't wait to compare it to the show that we just watched, the finale. Yeah, I'm excited. So if you have any other thoughts or any other questions that you want to ask us, we may not be able to answer it in a podcast. We're going to try to come back whenever we both finish the book. Who knows when that will be.
Right.
But, you know, as long as you hit that subscribe button, it'll
40,
come to your feed.
28, I think.
Yeah, 2,000 you know, years from now, we'll come back and we'll finish up the books and everything. But yeah, just email us. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. If you like our ramblings and want to hear more of us, first off, we love you. But you can go find any of our podcasts. You just search The Walking Naked. Right now we're covering The Strain. We're about to start covering Fear the Walking Dead. Then we're going to be covering The Walking Dead as well. So definitely go check those out. And you can also go to filmdispenser.com. We have a whole bunch of podcasts there, a complete TV podcast network. We're covering Mr. Robot as well on the show. True Detective is another one as well that's on right now. So yeah, go check out all that stuff. And if you want to tweet or Facebook us, it's The Walking Naked on Twitter and Facebook.
This is so sad.
It's very sad. But
I don't know how to say goodbye.
We'll make it. We'll make it through this together.
All right.
You know,
okay.
Of course, we will be back to podcast more on other TV shows.
I'm just saying, you know, Wayward Pines.
Yes.
Goodbye, Wayward Pines.
Goodbye, love.
It was a place that I would never want to visit. So
what is the Wayward Pines? They tell us.
Yeah, be happy, work hard, shut your damn mouth.
Oh, well, the ending of this one, do not try to leave. We didn't even mention that, but I love that. That was fantastic how they completely changed it around.
Yeah.
From whatever they're saying was previously.
Yeah. It was great. So, all right, y'all. I think we're going to say goodbye now.
I think so as well.
Okay. I'm waving. Are you waving?
I'm waving.
Okay.
Bye-bye, everybody. Hope you have a fantastic rest of your week.
Bye-bye.